Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Here we have Zion National Park. We're looking up the canyon at all these beautiful, beautiful cliffs and rock structures. This is one of the reasons people come, but when you talk to people who come here, even from around the world, one of the things on their list is condors. Can I see a condor? So there's a lot of interest about condors. And to think that in Arizona and Utah, we have probably a quarter of the California condors that exist in the whole world. That's kind of an exciting thought. My name's Keith Day. I'm a wildlife biologist with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources in Cedar City, Utah, and I am responsible in some regard for California condor management. All of the releases for this population have occurred in Arizona, and this population is focused around the Grand Canyon ecosystem. The birds discovered Utah and really started moving up into Utah by 2005. Now, essentially, any bird will travel to Utah at some point in time for some period of time during the year. And this pair in Zion, this year, moved into the main canyon. They're in an area where they're actually visible from the visitor center and the administration center and the museum. So we've been able to keep a close eye on them. Chick has been produced. It's been observed on several occasions, which is really exciting. The park has been really good about condor issues and maintaining support for the condor recovery program. They're really excited to host the first nesting pair in the state of Utah for a couple hundred years. The sad thing about it is the male of the pair was found dead, and so the female is raising the chick by herself and apparently doing just fine. Chick is still thriving. There is paleontological and archaeological evidence that condors existed across the country in historic times. And as white settlement increased, there seems to have been some impact on the condors. And one of the biggest things is lead poisoning. That was recognized years and years ago as one of the challenges for condors. We still have that issue. We've done really well as far as establishing this Arizona-Utah population and the populations in California. But we still have death in the population, and when we can determine the cause of that death, the majority of them are due to lead poisoning. Studies have indicated that lead poisoning is tied most specifically to lead ammunition. And although it's a good thing to have remains of game animals in the field for condors, it's not a good thing if they have lead in them. And that's what's led to the voluntary programs in Arizona and Utah to ask hunters to use non-lead ammunition when they're hunting in condor range. And we've had a lot of support for that here in Utah. To see them soaring around, when they're on the wing, on a thermal, they're really, really quite graceful. You know, they have that distinct black feathering, the adults with the white under the wing. I just enjoy seeing wildlife, and I think most people in Utah do. And we talk about one of our mottos in Utah is life elevated. One of the reasons people come to Utah is because of the wild aspect, the scenic aspect, and we have diversity of habitats and the wildlife aspect. We have a whole panoply of things that add to the value of life in Utah because of our wildness, and condors are a part of that. And the fact that there are listed species and there's so few really kind of accentuates that in their regard. Well, this is Keith Day with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, California Condor Recovery Program, in a windy day in Zion National Park. Thanks for listening to Wild About Utah, and take care.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.